Heading into another guest interview segment this morning, and joining me live over the phone today is Fred Baldwin from Fossil Butte Medical Group, and some unique recognition for Fred recently. Good morning, Fred. How are you doing today?
I'm really well. How are you this morning, Duke?
Hey, doing fantastic. Really appreciate your time, and I understand congratulations are in order as the Wyoming PA of the Year, Physician's Assistant of the Year. Tell us about this award and how you received it.
Well, it was a little shocking, you know, or a little isolated over here in western Wyoming. And I don't interact a lot with the other PAs in the state. This is an award given by the Wyoming Association of Physician Assistants. It's an award that they give annually. Several are nominated, and then the membership votes on that award. And quite honestly, I was kind of out of the loop and unaware than anything. I didn't even know I'd been nominated, but I'm highly honored. Especially since there's so many good PAs in the state. There's some darn good PAs in the state, all over the state. It's an important profession, and I'm very honored to receive that award. Not sure I deserve it, but honored to receive the award.
Yeah, well, certainly congratulations to you. Let's talk about your career and maybe leading up to this award. And, I mean, you've done quite a bit of medicine over the time that you've been in the industry, right?
Right. I actually began in medicine when I was a paid firefighter a number of years ago and got recruited to be an EMT, worked up from an EMT and eventually went to nursing school, hung around in nursing school, and somebody mentioned that maybe I should go to PA school. I did that not anticipating I would be accepted, as many people had to apply 3 or 4 times. They felt sorry for me and admitted me the first time I applied at University of Utah. I completed that program. I came from the program over here to South Lincoln Medical Center, where I worked for 24 years in emergency medicine and family medicine, and did a little bit of work in the operating room. And then I've done several other different things since that time. I've worked most recently here for 4 years at Fossil Butte Medical Group, which is in Kemmer. It's associated with Evanston Regional Hospital, but we have an independent clinic here in Kemmer, Wyoming, and a great program. I do family medicine. I don't have to answer the pager call, at least for medicine anymore. I still do fire, but I got a little bit of more free time than I used to have, especially since I'm out of the legislature.
Sure, sure. Speaking with Fred Baldwin this morning, he's been named the Wyoming Physician's Assistant of the Year. So what does this recognition entail, Fred? Is there a banquet or a ceremony coming up in the future?
Well, you know, oddly enough, they had the banquet, and when they recognized the award, and they also recognized a Physician of the Year award from the Wyoming Medical Society, I was unable to be at that banquet award ceremony. I was in one of my other responsibilities with the Western Interstate Commission of Higher Education, where I was assigned by the governor to be a commissioner. So I was not able to attend that ceremony. So the only ceremony now will be the president of the organization handing me the award and saying, way to go, Fred. But no, I missed that. All my responsibilities took me out of state. I believe I was in Colorado when I had that banquet.
Yeah, okay. Fred, for someone who maybe wants to get into the medical field and maybe even be a physician's assistant like yourself, and what have you enjoyed most about your career up to this point, and why should someone consider a career in medicine?
You know, you always hear, and people say, why are you in this field? And people say, because I like to help others. And well, that's not a bad reason. It's a good reason, and it's a good reason for people that enjoy working with other people. More importantly, you get to see the results of your work, you know, in real time. When you help somebody out with whatever that be, in emergency medicine, the results happen immediately. Now in family medicine, people come in for all kinds of different reasons. But I would encourage people to go into medicine, because as the population ages, and we're all getting older, even you, Duke, and there's going to be more need for medical care. Medical science right now is at a point where we're saving lives that never would have been saved 50 years ago or 100 years ago. People are living longer. We need more medical people, and I highly encourage, and not just a physician assistant, but in nursing, EMTs and paramedics and physicians, there's just a high need for the medical professions and so many opportunities to do so many different things. You don't have to sit in an office and see people. You don't have to do any specific tasks. There's a number of things that people can do. It's a great field. It's demanding, for sure, It takes a high education, and it's a lot of work to get going, but it's worth every penny.
Fred, what do you see as one of the biggest challenges right now in the field of medicine?
The biggest challenge, and of course, I have to judge for my sector, my little quadrant of the world. And right now, society in general is a little bit skeptical of anything scientific, and that presents a little bit of a problem. The most prominent thing that comes to mind is the measles outbreak. People have gotten a little shy of getting vaccines for a number of reasons. But the result of that has been we're seeing some diseases that we hadn't seen in a very long time because we had vaccinations to cover those things. As people shy away from vaccinations, we're seeing some diseases that we had hoped to do away with. Most people think of measles, not a big deal, but actually, young children sometimes die from measles, and it can be a very complicated thing. So that's the big challenge to me is that people are a little bit more skeptical of medicine than they used to be. And that's good because people need to take care of themselves, but it's a cooperative effort. I consider myself a bit of a health coach, and I try to work with people in keeping them healthy. So that to me is the big challenge. We live in a different world. There's a lot of information out there online, on social media. Some of it's true. A lot of it's not true, and it's difficult for people to sort through that.
Well, that's Fred Baldwin of Kemmer, again named the Wyoming Physician Assistant of the Year. Fred, again, congratulations to you. We appreciate your time this morning and everything you've done for us in the medical community across Lincoln County.
Well, thank you very much, Duke. Can you guys stay dry and warm up there today?
We'll do our very best. No promises. That's Fred Baldwin this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.